The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Well, one unheralded aspect of the COVID crisis, and we want to highlight it in our Consumer Corner with Sinead Ryan, a presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk and our resident consumer expert, is the issue of scammers and fraudsters who have been busy and seeing this as a fresh opportunity. What do we need to watch out for, Sinead?
Now, Ivan, good afternoon. Well, I'm afraid scammers haven't gone away, even though, you know, nobody's using ATM machines or in shops or anything like that. And they have just found, as far as I can see, creative new ways of relieving you of your money. And, you know, people have always been scammed, and a lot of this is online, where, of course, we're shopping more and more these days. So I thought I'd look at some of the kind of, well, I'm going to call them creative, I don't mean that in a positive way, scams. Now, a couple that are being warned of by the Gardaí at the moment.
All on the basis they want your bank details.
Correct.
To raid your bank account.
Yes, okay. And that seems to be where most of these are starting. Of course, people, it's not that people are desperately gullible, although some are. It's really that, you know, for a lot of people, I mean, the one that's going doing the rounds at the moment is the Department of Social Protection, the pandemic welfare payment. And we know there's over 500,000 people on this payment already. There was a big rush to roll it out. You know, a lot of people claiming welfare for the first time, maybe weren't familiar with the whole circumstance, and that's as maybe. But there's a scam has grown up around it, which is you get a text, so your number has been compromised. You get a text on your phone saying that you're due the COVID-19 payment, or that there's something has happened to the COVID-19 payment. And if you click through a link that's supplied, they will sort it all out for you, and looking for your card details, your account number and your PPS number. Now, it actually looks quite legitimate. Now, of course, the Department of Social Protection do not correspond with people in this way, and certainly not by sending them links to click through. But you could see how some people who'd applied for the payment would think, gosh, what's gone wrong with my payment? I'll just click through here. So that's one to avoid. If you are concerned about the payment, you're in receipt of the payment, you're not in receipt of the payment, go through mywelfare.ie. That's the official site.
Right. Now, there are some resident scams.
Yeah. Now, there's another one to do with revenue, which is going on at the moment as well. And again, Gardaí have warned about this recently, because normally when anybody gets any communication from revenue, you're kind of a bit on your toes about it. You know, you're worried. So this scam involves you're due a rebate. A refund, if you can imagine.
Yeah,
it.
I know someone got caught on this.
Yeah, and
it looks they've got harp on it, and it looks very authentic.
Actually, this one is being done at the moment from a landline number, so it's a phone scam. And remember, there'd be a lot of older people maybe who aren't online, yeah, and aren't dealing with that. It's an Irish landline number, so it looks legitimate. It's not, but it looks at telling you, don't ring us. You're due a rebate. Ring back this secure number belonging to revenue to get it. So, of course, you put the phone down, you ring back what you think is a secure number, and they look for your PPS, your bank details and all that. And that's fake.
And can I ask you this? If you're a victim to a scam, can you ring up your bank and say, oh, I'm terrible, sorry, and that they take responsibility for it?
Here's the problem with that. If your card is stolen while you're abroad and money's taken out, yes, you can do that. But if you voluntarily hand over your bank account details, you are goosed. And it really shouldn't be up to the bank to pick up the tag. And normally I'd say it should be, but it really can't be, because you have voluntarily handed that information over. Now, another one, which is, now this has been kind of going on a while, but again, it's linked to COVID yet again. And this is what's called the Continuous Payment Authority scam. Now, you'll remember very famously, Miriam O'Callaghan was collared by this, because
she was endorsing something.
She was endorsing
allegedly,
and not true as it happened. So there was a Facebook post went up saying she was leaving RTE and she was going to promote a skincare range. Now, of course, Miriam's an icon; she's absolutely fabulous looking, gorgeous skin. So a load of people went and bought this fake face cream, and she ended up having to sue them, which is currently undergoing. So what's happened is you're signing up to something that looks like a free trial. OK, so it looks as if you're going to get a little pot of cream and you can try it out before you commit your money. That's not what happens. You're giving your details and you have to undo that transaction to avoid €100 being taken out of your account every week, every month or whatever it is. So you've signed up to something, and they say, give us your bank details or your credit card details just to cover the post and packaging. And you're collared then for continuous payments. The COVID-19 version of that is Daniel O'Donnell, none other, who has been allegedly again, and absolutely not, soliciting donations to fight the coronavirus. And money has been handed over by unsuspecting fans who want to help Daniel. Mm-hmm. And of course, that doesn't exist. And he's absolutely mortified about all of that.
Now, what is a brushing scam?
This is a funny one, Ivan. And it seems to now it's originated in the UK, and it seems to be peculiarly related to Amazon Prime, where people order. I mean, one of the most successful companies on the planet. People order stuff, thousands and millions of products every single day. A brushing scam is where you're sitting at home and a delivery arrives at your house from Amazon. And you open it up and there's a couple of maybe, usually they're small electrical items, cheap little kind of maybe battery operated things or a hair straightener or smoke alarm, something like that. And you didn't order it. It's not yours, but you take it in. Now, a lot of people at that stage.
It's a freebie.
It's a freebie. So a lot of people would say, well, I'm keeping that. Yeah. It's not for me. And then you get another one. Now, most people at this stage would say, oh, hold on a minute now in case I'm going to be charged for it, especially if they have an Amazon account. So they'll ring Amazon and say, listen, I didn't order any of this stuff. I don't know where it is. So it turns out the stuff was bought through somebody else's account using vouchers and sent to you as a gift. But you've no idea who it is, you know. And in truth, what they're after is you're wondering, what's the scam? I've got free stuff in the post. The scam is that companies who want to increase their ratings on Amazon, in other words, people to say it's a fantastic product, get great reviews, 5 stars, can only do that if they ship the product as a completed transaction to somebody. So they're shipping it to you just out of the, just apropos of absolutely nothing. And then they create fake reviews based on your account.
But put it like this. That's not costing me anything. Like if you want to give me free stuff, I'll take it.
Yeah, but you see, your account...
Like if you're greedy and grasping like me, you can take anything you can get.
I'm wondering now what's in your house from
Amazon. No, I'm not able to work. I'm not able to send a text message, let alone an email.
So what's happening here is it's your data that's been compromised. Your account is being compromised. So...
No, but how do they get your details if they just send
you
free stuff?
Well, you see, here's the thing. How do anybody get details? So has your account been hacked? Can they now access your bank account that's attached to your account?
I see.
So that's the issue. So Amazon would say to
people, so the advice is if you get free stuff, do what?
Contact them immediately. Shut down your account. You may have to, in the UK, some people who've been a victim of brushing have had to change their bank account card attached to their account.
Okay, nothing to do with COVID, but from time to time, I receive a text to say, oh, you're the winner of a prize, or oh, you know, if you enter this quiz, you can win, and so on. What, like, I've heard of pyramids and I've heard of matrixes and so on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that if you sell something to somebody else or something, just tell us what are those?
Well, certainly, in terms of the prize, if you haven't entered a competition, you haven't won a prize. It's as simple as that. So just ignore any of those emails. They're unsolicited. You know, did you enter the competition? No. Well, then. Obviously, you didn't win a prize. So don't be clicking through to any links that say click through here to win it. Now, the pyramid and matrix stuff, that's interesting. That's gone around an awful long time where you say, here's a product. You give us 100 euros. We'll send you out all these products. And if you recruit other people in to sell these products and they recruit other people to sell in the products and they recruit other people like a big, you'll get a chunk out of each of that. It's like a referral system. Now, pyramid schemes are illegal in Ireland. OK, they carry a fine. They carry a prison sentence. So there is no free money and that's against the law. The matrix stuff is where they are legitimate. Now, they're not always, I can't 100%, but they're not illegal. And that's where you get these companies selling kind of maybe little small household products, cheap kind of makeup-y or household product items. But it's predicated on the fact that you bring in 5 people, they bring in 5 people, you bring in 5 people. So it's not like that. It's an investment scheme, which is illegal. But you just need those things. You need to do your homework about them just to make sure that you're actually not going to give any more money than you can afford.
Now, who is the policeman for all of these scams? In other words, say you're either a victim or who should you get in touch with?
Well, in the first instance, the Gardaí. These are all illegal.
And do they, like, would that be your local barracks or is there a special hotline fraud number you ring?
There is. You can ring the confidential Garda confidential. There is the fraud line that you can contact for Gardaí.
And maybe if you're not sure, would you get advice?
I would. I would generally check. Usually you'll find internet boards have me too kind of victim things on it. So the minute you put in the name of a company, you know, ABC creams for your face, dot whatever, you'll find people saying, oh my goodness, I was scammed out of this and I had to spend this money. So do your research. If something looks too good to be true, Ivan, I can't really go beyond the most basic advice. If it looks too good to be true, it most likely is. And do you know what? Keep your money in your pocket. don't be handing over your card data to anybody unless you have actively gone in, checked it out, know it's a reputable store online, and then even then check it again.
And it's also a truism to say that all these banks and state authorities, they don't operate by text or phone line.
They don't. And I mean, they're at pains to tell people all the time, the likes of Revenue, the likes of all the banks, they may for occasionally send you a message saying, please make sure you contact our number if you have any queries, or, you know, we're checking in with you today. But they never, ever say, give us your details, give us your PIN number, give us your bank account details, ever.
All right. Well, Lorcan Collins has been on in Dublin. Watch out for a text I got today saying a pizza company are offering 2 free pizzas to every family in Ireland, but it's a scam to get your details.
Yeah. So that's very common on Facebook. They'll run a competition saying the next 10 people to reply to this win whatever it is. It could be pizza, it could be a delivery of something or other. And you know what? That's rarely the case. It just isn't. A company couldn't afford to do that, should they be?
All right. Well, the message is clear. Beware. Give no one your details. Tell no one nothing. All right. Sinead Ryan, consumer journalist and our Consumer Corner expert. And don't forget, you can hear more from her on The Home Show every weekend here on News Talk.